Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're looking at a warm day. Our temperatures climb into the low to mid 70s this afternoon, but we could see records later in the week. I'll show you what that could feel like.
New road closures starting today could impact your morning commute for the next 2 weeks. Coming up, what you need to know before you hit the road this morning.
This morning, we're learning more about patient safety at hospitals in our area. We'll break down where they landed on a national report card. We also have breaking news to tell you about. Crews are responding to a house fire in Wendell. Brett Neese will have a live report coming up. But right now it is 6 o'clock. We are back to standard time. And look at this. We've got sunrise happening right now. Gorgeous.
That is the payoff right there.
The time change.
Yeah, the time change. So we're living it right now. We're going to have a mild day out there. It's been a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed it. Elizabeth Gardner in the WR Severe Weather Center right now with that look at Durham.
Yeah, that's right. All of us early risers get to see this sunrise now earlier. It's at about 6:45, and I'll go over the new sunrise and sunset times for you coming up in just a little bit. But a pretty view here, a live look at downtown Durham right outside of the DPAC. 43 is the temperature. So it's a chilly start this morning. Skies are clear, so we do have the top of the tower lit in blue to signify those clear skies. It's 44 in Fayetteville, 40 in Goldsboro, 41 in Rocky Mountain, 36 in Roxboro. So definitely a chilly start this morning, but we have a lot of warm air that's going to be working in this week. We'll climb into the low to mid 70s for this afternoon, but we're on our way to potential record highs later in the week. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
It is 6:01 right now, Elizabeth, and we do have a minor crash reported over on the east side of Knightdale. This is at 64 Business or Knightdale Boulevard, right around Morning Flyer Way. A crash with damage only. They're working to get this cleared quickly. I'm not seeing big delays, but I'll continue to watch the sensors for you. Taking a look at the west side of Raleigh, Kelsey Coffey will be along in a little bit to tell you more about these 440 improvement project related closures you're going to encounter over the next couple of weeks. But one of those closures, the overnight closure of 440 westbound between Western and Walnut, appears to be clearing. A little bit of a lingering delay perhaps on US 1 southbound right around Walnut Street. Otherwise, traffic seems to be flowing pretty well.
Brian, thanks. Also, that breaking news. The crews are at the scene of a house fire in Wendell, and Brett Neese is right there in the WRL breaking news tracker. Brett, that home was destroyed.
Yeah, Jeff, this is the last fire chief that's about to leave right now. This all broke out before 4 a.m. I want to get you right to the video from the WRL breaking news tracker. This is a smaller home, but not a small fire by any means. That home completely gone after that fire ripped through it here early this morning. I do know one man went to the hospital. His brother tells me they were both inside there this morning when this fire broke out, and luckily they both made it out, for the most part, okay. That brother is being taken to the hospital to be treated for injuries that we're working to find out just how extensive they are. And I am told that he is expected to be okay. So that's the good news. But now Wake County Fire Department investigators have taken some pictures of the scene. They have started to try to figure out how this even started. You know, where pinpointing where in that pile of rubble the fire started. But you can see just the extent of that damage. It's pretty incredible that both of them were able to make it out of this smaller home okay. And as soon as we get an update from the fire department, we'll pass that along. Live in Wendell, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
This morning, a traffic pattern change could affect the commute. It's happening on I-440 near Hillsborough Street. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live this morning in that area near the fairgrounds. And Kelsey, drivers will need to take a detour for the next couple of weeks as this work goes on.
Renee, it definitely is something that could switch up people's morning commute. Hillsborough Street in front of the fairgrounds is closed, and we're at one of the detours that you can take right now on Blue Ridge Road. There's two other detours that we can tell you about. We're going to give you a look at a map right now. One is on Wade Avenue, and the other is on Edwards Mill Road. This closure comes as crews are conducting waterline work. Here's another traffic alert to tell you about. Exit 3 on I-440 West is closed starting this morning. Drivers will be detoured to Western Boulevard. Then they'll have to go back to I-440 East to access Hillsborough Street. Both of these road closures should last for the next 2 weeks. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Also news this morning, there are new alignments for other I-440 West off-ramps. This comes after overnight work on the highway between Western Boulevard and Walnut Street. The new alignments include changes to the ramp to the Crossroads Shopping Plaza.
A U-Haul driver is facing charges after police say he led them on a miles-long chase. The crash happened on Rock Service Station near North Carolina Highway 42 intersection last night. The chase started when police got a call about a U-Haul driver slumped over in the front seat. When police tried to pull the driver over, the driver kept going. Police deployed spike strips in an effort to stop that person. The suspect was taken to the hospital with minor injuries.
We're working to learn the name of a man who was shot and killed this weekend near Holly Springs Road and 1010 Road. Deputies tell us they responded to calls about shots fired around 8:30 Saturday night. When they got there, they found a man dead. Authorities used a drone during their investigation and also asked nearby businesses for any surveillance video as they searched for who did this. Today, there'll be a public hearing to learn more about the proposed changes to Wake County's noise ordinance. City staff believe now is the time to update the noise ordinance, including what sounds are exempt, how loud noises are measured, and how the ordinance is enforced. Also, what punishments should be proper for this. Now, this ordinance only applies to unincorporated areas of Wake County. The meeting begins at 5 p.m., and you can learn more about the proposed changes and give feedback by visiting wake.gov/noise.
All new this morning, we're getting a look at how hospitals in our area performed on patient safety on a national report card. The new data from the Leapfrog Group, released just after midnight, looks at more than 30 data points based on hospital prevention of medical errors, infections, and injuries. Duke, Wake Med, and UNC Rex in Raleigh are among the hospitals that scored A's in this newly released report card. UNC Medical Center in Chapel Hill is among hospitals that scored B's. Cape Fear Valley Medical Center scored a C. Granville Health in Oxford is one of only two hospitals in the state that got a D.
A funeral is happening today for a 15-year-old boy who died after being shot in downtown Raleigh. Shamar Leverett was shot near Moore Square Magnet Middle School on Monday, October 23rd. He died October 29th. 22-year-old Stephen Stanley faces a murder charge and could be sentenced to death if convicted. Leverett's funeral is at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Gethsemane Seventh-day Adventist Church on Sanderford Road in Raleigh.
Election day is tomorrow, and WRL is your place for the fastest results on air, online, and on your phone. We have you covered as voters in 22 counties, including Durham, Cumberland, and Wake County, head to the polls. Voters in Durham, Fayetteville, and Chapel Hill will be picking a new mayor. Fuquay-Varina, Holly Springs, and Wendell voters will have to decide if park improvement projects are worth a hike in taxes. Polls open at 6:30 in the morning. They close at 7:30 p.m. Remember, you will need a valid voter ID, such as a driver's license, in order to cast your vote. All the details you need to know before heading to the polls can be found on NC Board of Elections website. And tune in to WREL on Election Day as results come in. By the way, we are now less than 1 year away from the 2024 presidential election.
And Renee, with that in mind, this comes as a new poll from the New York Times shows Donald Trump leading President Biden in 5 of 6 swing states. Trump now leads in Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And Biden only has a narrow lead in Wisconsin. Voters say they are concerned about Biden's handling of the economy and about his age.
North Carolina FC are the champions of USL League One. They beat Charlotte Independence on penalty kicks in the championship match at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary. It's the first league championship for NCFC in its history. They will leave USL League One on top. The team is moving up a division next season as it returns to the USL Championship League.
And staying with the sports theme, our news continues. The miracle journey of Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin and his emotional return to the football field in Cincinnati, where he suffered cardiac arrest 10 months ago.
Also, we have a warning for parents this morning. Straight ahead, the risks you need to be aware of if you own this baby lounger.
And checking out our 7-day forecast, it's going to be another warm one. Tuesday, of course, election day for a lot of our towns, 78 degrees, and then near record highs Wednesday and Thursday. Our next best chance of rain arrives around the time of the weekend. We'll walk through it on Futurecast coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
611. We have a beautiful day in store, and the sun's already starting to rise. You know, as we go back to standard time, that sunrise is earlier. Starting to see a pretty glow out there this morning. It's 43 degrees, though, so it's a little bit on the chilly side. A jacket will feel nice out there this morning. And, of course, at the bus stop, the kids will want that jacket early on. But this afternoon, looking nice. We'll continue to build on some warmth, of course, that rolled in over the weekend. Highs remain in the 70s for the next couple of days. And then we may end up with some record highs in the 80s for Wednesday and Thursday. This afternoon, looking at 72 degrees as the kids are getting off the bus and temperatures climbing to about 74 around 4 o'clock or so. We take a look at the playground. If you know, wanting to get outside, you'll have to do it a little early today. Temperatures will be feeling good, though. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is just about 6:13 now as we take a look at traffic. Still have that minor crash reported in Knightdale at Knightdale Boulevard at Morning Flyer Way, but that should be well in the clearing stages now. Also, perhaps some lingering delays there on US 1 southbound between I-40 and Walnut Street from that earlier closure of 440 westbound overnight for some construction. Take you to South Durham and a live look at 40 at Highway 55. The eastbound traffic there you see at the top of the screen looks fine coming in from Chapel Hill this morning, seeing just a 1 minute delay on 40 east from 15501 to 885 per day.
Thanks, Brian. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Turkey this morning, where he met with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This comes after his surprise visits to both the West Bank in Israel and Iraq. The two met publicly before they headed back to discuss matters privately. The secretary is expected to underscore the importance of protecting civilian lives in Israel and Gaza. Blinken will also discuss ongoing support for Ukraine and the need to maintain NATO alliance unity.
We are learning more about a shooting that killed a woman in a popular Durham nightlife spot. A woman was shot on West Morgan Street just before 1 Sunday morning. People tell us this is a very busy area, popular on weekends for the bar scene. Durham police haven't arrested anybody in connection with this shooting yet. We're still trying to learn the victim's name.
It's been a while since we've seen significant rain. A burn ban is in effect for 14 counties in western North Carolina because of drought conditions there. And that includes Henderson County, where state of emergency is in place as a fire has burned more than 420 acres. The North Carolina Forest Service says the Poplar Drive fire started Saturday morning. It's only about 5% contained, and it's already destroyed two homes and an outbuilding. Evacuations cover 34 threatened structures. Firefighting efforts include a scout plane, helicopter, and workers establishing containment lines to protect structures. There have been no injuries. The cause is under investigation.
A matchup of two of the AFC's top teams goes to the Cincinnati Bengals. They knocked off the Buffalo Bills 24-18 last night for a win on Sunday Night Football. Quarterback Joe Burrow's two first-half touchdown passes got the Bengals out to a 21-7 halftime lead, and they were able to hang on for that win. Even before the game started, the focus was on Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin. Remember that name? Made an emotional return to the stadium, same stadium where he suffered a cardiac arrest. WRL's Ken Smith joins us with what it was like for Hamlin during his miracle recovery, Ken.
And you know, Jeff, miracle is the best way to describe what happened to Hamlin. I mean, so many of us were watching that Monday Night Football game in shock after seeing Hamlin collapse on that field. Well, 10 months later, here he is walking back into Bengals Paycor Stadium in Cincinnati, giving Hamlin strong signs as he walked in. There you see him. He's going to do it right now. There you see it. Well, Bengals first responders who saved Hamlin's life called this a homecoming for someone who now is like family. Hamlin sat down with NBC's Jesse Kirsch for an exclusive interview about his miracle journey and subsequent return to football.
I don't think anyone in this world is exempt from dealing with adversity and being able to overcome some tough things, you know. And being able to get knocked down and have a problem in front of the entire world and then come into that same stadium and stand in whatever role that I have and support my team, I think that shows a lot of strength, a lot of courage, a lot of pride.
Well, on the same day Hamlin returned to Cincinnati, the American Heart Association dropped a new Hamlin-inspired video promoting the importance of CPR training and automated external defibrillator or AED education, both of which helped save Hamlin. Well, coming up on today, starting at 7, more of that exclusive interview with Hamlin and how he sees his football future shaping up. And he's done amazing things with his foundation, Chasing M's, Jeff.
Given them a purpose here moving forward, because that UC, University of Cincinnati medical staff, They're the ones that kept him alive. That's why he's here today. He had lunch with them the day before the game, and they discussed setting up a scholarship for some of the underserved youth in that area so they can chase their college dreams.
He keeps paying it forward.
Yeah.
For those with a baby in the home, more than 4,000 baby loungers sold on Amazon are being recalled over suffocation risks. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says certain Yuka baby loungers do not meet safety requirements. And the CPSC says the product can create an unsafe sleeping environment for babies. The recalled products were sold on and after June 23, 2022. No injuries have been reported so far. But if you own one of these baby loungers, stop using it and contact Yuka for a full refund.
Caring for older loved ones is taking a financial toll on some adults. A new report finds one in five adults are caring for aging family members dealing with health issues. On average, they're spending more than $7,000 a year on transportation, housing, and health care. 61% of caregivers say it is affecting their job, either through arriving late, leaving early, or having to take time off. The researchers say employers should help support working caregivers through benefits like flex time or paid family leave.
Hope you enjoyed the weekend's glorious weather. We're going to get some more of that today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center with images of our first peak of sunrise for the work week.
That's right. Earlier sunrise now that we move back to standard time. Looking beautiful there in Goldsboro. Apex starting to light up a little bit, as well as Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, there's Fayetteville right there at our newsroom. This is a beautiful shot, isn't it, over downtown Raleigh. Our sunrise is at 6:42. Right now it's 6:18. So we do start to see that glow in the atmosphere, you know, at least 30 to 40 minutes ahead of the sunrise. So looking pretty there. Sunset is at 5:15. And of course, if you were hoping to get outside and enjoy some of this beautiful weather, you'll have a shorter amount of time this afternoon and evening than you would have last week. Warmer weather, record warmth, potentially Wednesday, possibly Thursday too. We continue our dry stretch. We'll have our best chance of rain Friday night into Saturday. Our drought continues to look pretty rough, especially in our western counties. We've had just a very long dry stretch, you know, a few patches of rain here and there, but none of the amounts have been enough to turn that around. So we have high pressure sitting over us right now that will keep things dry for us. A 20% chance of rain on Friday and a 30% chance on Saturday. Here's a look at Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can see just a sprinkle or two. We're looking at that continuing. There's 8 o'clock, not a lot of rain. This version of Futurecast is a little bit of a slower run. We've got another version that's a little faster bringing it through. There's 8 a.m. on Saturday. There's noon on Saturday, and then there's 5 o'clock on Saturday. So this version of Futurecast is the worst-case scenario with a better chance of rain during the day Saturday. Saturday's highs will be in the 60s, and we could see maybe a quarter to a half an inch of rain out of this system. You could see that's pretty widespread across the entire viewing area. So we're not talking about, you know, pop-up thunderstorms here, just a sort of a light, steady rain. Our drought status, when it came out last week, was a big change. Most of our viewing area under abnormally dry conditions and moderate drought in our southwest counties, back across parts of the western North Carolina, severe drought there, and even some extreme drought in parts of Tennessee just across the border. So right now, statewide, we have 51% of the state in moderate drought and 10% in severe drought. So we definitely could use that rain that we'll see this weekend. But again, the amounts look like they'll be fairly light. Between now and then, just dry and warm. Tomorrow's election day for a lot of our towns, 78 degrees for the high, 81 Wednesday, 80 Thursday, very close to record highs, if not above record. And then over the weekend, our temperatures are cooler, highs closer to 60 for Veterans Day. Brian?
620, almost 621 right now. Still have that crash getting cleared from Knightdale Boulevard at the Morning Flyer Way intersection. Again, I think that's a pretty minor crash and likely has been cleared by this point, but Raleigh 911 still indicating some activity out there. All quiet in Durham and Chapel Hill, and for the most part, our major routes around Wake County are looking fine. Last night, overnight, they did have 440 westbound closed for some construction between Western Boulevard down toward Walnut Street, all part of that 440 widening project. It has reopened, but you will notice that the ramps there have been realigned from Western Boulevard down toward that crossroad shopping interchange there at Walnut Street. So be prepared for that today, all part of that widening project that is going to last into 2024.
Brian, thanks for that. An annual stone crab eating contest in Florida has a new champion. And coming up, we'll tell you how quickly he ate 25 of these stone crabs.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
The Kardashian family is expanding once again.
Brian Schrader here now on our Monday morning with What's Trending, Brian.
Yes, People magazine reports that Kourtney Kardashian Barker and her husband Travis have a new baby. The couple already has six children from previous relationships, but this is their first baby together. They got married last year, and last June they announced that they were having a boy.
You know, just weeks before she had a medical emergency, the baby had to undergo fetal surgery. So she was so thankful the doctor saved her baby's life, and it seems all is well, and they now have a beautiful baby boy.
Glad he's okay. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to them. Runners flocked to Raleigh yesterday for the annual City of Oaks Marathon. Male runners between 18 and 34 who finished the race in 3 hours qualified for the Boston Marathon in the spring. And female runners, 18 to 34, who finished in 3 hours and 30 minutes, also qualify. And Jeffrey, you have show and tell this morning.
I do, because I just do it for the swag, you know? You get out there and run the race. Look at that. It's got the little acorn
in the bling.
Yeah, it spins around. Right, it spins. It's not, the acorn spins on it. It's nice. 6,000 folks were out there running, setting their personal goals and achieving them. So it was super fun. We had a great time.
And Jeff, you say that, you know, the first 20 miles is pretty good, and then it gets uphill,
it's
right?
And it's miserable. It's a difficult course. You know, I've done a few of these, and to run uphill after you've already run 20 miles is pretty hard. But I think it comes with a fair measure of amnesia. And I forget, and I go and try it again.
Wow. Keep doing it again and again. Yeah.
32 marathons. Congratulations, Jeff. That's awesome.
Thank you. NASCAR champion has a new champion, I should say. Ryan Blaney is his name. He clinched the title with a second-place finish in the season's final race in Phoenix. It's the first time the 29-year-old Blaney has won the NASCAR Cup Series Championship. The second straight year, though, for a Penske Motorsports driver to win the title. Blaney's teammate Joey Logano won it last year.
A Chicago man is now the record holder in the Florida Keys Stone Crab Eating Contest. He beat 39 other competitors by eating 25 stone claw crabs in just over 10 minutes. He beat the previous record by 6 seconds. By the way, you have to really clean, the crab leg too. He says he has no experience in eating contests. He just entered while on vacation because he likes eating crabs. But no leaving the crab meat on there. That's tough. Beautiful view this morning. Take a live look at Southern Pines, that glow just starting to light up the sky with our early sunrise, which is at about 6:45. I'll show you when the new sunset is since we've gone back to standard time. We'll talk about some record highs too coming up.
New road closures starting today can impact your morning commute for the next couple of weeks. Coming up, what you need to know about detours before hitting the road this morning.